What has come to be called the Pottinger case protects the homeless from being arrested for misdemeanors that are hard to avoid while homeless. For example, being in parks after hours, sleeping on the streets, relieving oneself outdoors, and other life-sustaining activities. The case was brought to trial in 1988 after homeless people complained that the Miami police would arrest and harass those on the streets to get them out of the public eye. Benjamin Waxman is one of the lawyers who worked with the ACLU on the case.
One of the constitutional concerns was that the city's practice was effectively criminalizing homelessness. You can no more declare it an offense to be homeless than you can criminalize an illness or something else that a person does or acquires involuntarily.
But the city says Pottinger is preventing them from being able to help the chronically homeless. City Commissioner Mark Sarnoff is one of those pushing for change.
I think the thing we have to be is humanistic in our approach, but I think the word tough love is a fair word. Because I don't think we can just govern ourselves without trying to stop this cycle. And I think the only way you're going to end the cycle is with a little bit of tough love.
A federal judge will hear arguments from both sides today. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.